Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, and welcome to the new year. We are in 2 Samuel chapter 14, where we find David the king being duped by a well-dramatized woman. We're told in this chapter that Joab employed a wise woman from Tekoa. That word wise is the same word that's used in chapter 13 to describe Jonadab as crafty. And it's not hard to see that Joab is employing the same cunning technique as did Nathan when Nathan confronted David's sin against Bathsheba, Uriah, and Israel, which invites us to compare these two different confrontations. When Nathan confronts David, Nathan is sent by God, and the goal is repentance and forgiveness. But when this actress weaves her tale in front of David, she is sent by Joab, who has put words in her mouth in order to change the course of things. What is left unsaid are the true intentions and motivations of Joab. Nathan tells a story that so enrages David that he thinks it is real. The woman, however, pretends to tell a true story that David eventually sniffs out as the ploy of Joab. Nathan's story paralleled David's offense, but the woman's story did not parallel David's current situation. It's obvious that she's trying to make a comparison, but in her story, it's not murder, but rather manslaughter that is the offense. And probably the most telling, in Nathan's confrontation, David's conscience is pricked and it's set against his feelings. But in the woman's story, it is the appeal to David's feelings as a father that are set against his conscience being captive to God's word. In Nathan's story, Nathan uses bold truth to confront David, saying, "You have despised the word of the Lord." But in the scene before us in 2 Samuel chapter 14, the woman uses flattery, saying two different times, "You are like an angel of God to discern good and evil, and you have the wisdom to know all things that are on the earth." Proverbs chapter 29 verse 5 says, "A man who flatters his neighbor sets a net for his feet." You know, what's going on here is that no one is speaking truth to David in these days, and David is not inquiring of the Lord. 9 times we read of David inquiring of the Lord in 1 and 2 Samuel, but he hasn't done so anywhere in these episodes that we are aware of, and he won't do it again until chapter 21. No one is around David at this point, at least from our vantage point, who is willing to confront him and his passiveness and adherence to the worldly craftiness and flattery that's around him. No one is near him to point out his missteps. As a Christian, as a leader, you must surround yourself with people who will speak truth to you and do so not only for your sake, but for the sake of those that are around you, those that you are leading. So men, husbands, fathers, with whom are you surrounding yourselves? And are they speaking biblical truth to you? Are you speaking biblical truth to them? Or are the words that are bouncing back and forth to one another simply the latest jargon of the day? Ladies, wives, and moms, do you lead with the sword of the Spirit, readily accessible on your tongue? Or is your counsel with other ladies simply, "Well, in my experience," or "what I think is"? I'm not sure anyone needs to care about what you think or what you're experiencing is as much as they need to know God's guidance and wisdom from His Word and how that has played out in your life and what happens when you wander from it and what happens when you adhere to it. As we march into this new year, let us be people who surround ourselves with truth tellers. As you pray today, please remember Dennis Lopez and his family, our national changemakers in Honduras. And also remember the Nandi LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout